This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and I can't tell if this next story is a prank or if it's a movement, a political movement. A dedicated page on GOP.com, that's the Republican website, has the headline, Stand with the GOP and Fight to Abolish the IRS. The latest campaign not to amend the IRS or rein in the IRS, but abolish the tax agency. And here's the thing, no one will actually come out and say it's a real part of the GOP platform. We got Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick to investigate. And so Todd asked House Speaker John Boehner.
Why don't you go talk to the RNC about whatever they've got to say?
And so Todd put the question to RNC Chairman Reince Priebus.
Listen, I think the IRS has already overstepped their authority in searching out Republican and conservative groups. I don't think the tax code's doing anybody any favors. And so I think that it's pretty clear that something big needs to be done.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Did he dodge your question there?
Well, there's something that he didn't say in that answer, John, and we'll get to it. But look, I think we all know where this probably comes from. This comes from the IRS 501c4 scandal from 2013. We all remember that the IRS policed conservative groups in their tax-exempt status improperly. They were hauled in front of Congress. It was wrong. And there's a big picture on that webpage that you described of Lois Lerner. She was in charge of that effort. She was voted in contempt of Congress last year, and she pled the Fifth Amendment. There's a big picture of her. So it kind of makes sense maybe what the GOP is tapping into here, John.
But do they really want to get rid of the agency that collects the money that runs the government?
Well, here's the thing. There are plenty of calls for reform in Congress. Paul Ryan, Chairman of Ways and Means, has plans to reform. There are lots of bills to reform the IRS. But I asked Orrin Hatch. He's the chairman of the Finance Committee in the Senate. He has jurisdiction over the IRS. Is he for reform or repeal? Listen.
I would like to abolish some aspects of it because it's not working. But you know, the IRS can be a very good institution if it would get out of the political world.
But you're not going to sponsor a bill to abolish it.
Well, not that I know of.
So that's a no.
That's a no from him. And let's be clear that reform of the IRS, making big changes, is very, very different from abolishing it. We're trying to find out if this petition appeal there, by the way, there are nearly 25,000 signatures, according to the GOP, on that website to abolish the IRS. It's a big question as to whether the people who are signing up for this are signing up with a party who's actually for this. Listen to Orrin Hatch here.
The fact of the matter is I don't know anybody who really thinks that can be done. But there are certain aspects that ought to be changed over there.
How many signatures do they have, Todd?
Nearly 25,000 now, John.
That's a fundraising tool, it would seem, even if they're not going to abolish. What does the RNC chairman officially say about this?
Right. Now, what they're doing is building a list. You're right, it's a fundraising tool, and anyone who signs the petition is on a GOP list now for fundraising. And look, there are lots of Republicans or people affiliated with Republicans who are probably for abolishing the IRS. And there are some bills in Congress to do that. The question is whether they'll ever get a vote. But John, you know who is for abolishing the IRS often? Groups on the right, Tea Party groups and conservatives. And I called up a guy named Sal Russo. He's the founder of Tea Party Express. And I said, hey, Sal, what do you think's going on here? And he's a supporter of Reince Priebus, by the way. He was for him for re-election. And I got to tell you, he said, look, I'm for Reince Priebus. I think that this is probably code among conservatives for a flat tax. Is it possible it's a pander? Yeah, but really what he's doing is speaking our language and saying they want to have a flat tax. But I asked Reince Priebus straight out, is this about abolishing it?
That's not an official Republican plank to abolish it?
I think they're doing everything they can to receive that type of rhetoric.
Reince Priebus having to deal with the right wing of the GOP there.
Yep, and saying almost everything except that abolishing the IRS is actually in their platform, John.
Todd, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
Todd Zwillick, investigator on Capitol Hill.